CBSI on the World, Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman. He's here with his update on the sunspots. How are we doing, Bob?
Yep, we do this every month, and so the month of February, sunspot numbers went down. They didn't go down enough to match the predictions from NOAA, but they did go down. And there's an interesting change in NOAA's graph that I publish each month and then annotate. They have added the margin or the predicted range. Instead of just a red curve, they've now added a gray umbra around it to indicate the range of the prediction, and that's reasonable because that prediction was never precise. It was always an estimate with an upper, an upper and lower margin. And by doing that, though, they make it clear that even though sunspot numbers have been much higher than the prediction, they have tracked very closely to the upper range of that prediction, which means the prediction wasn't as wrong as it has appeared over the last few months. Only last month did it really not did it go way over the prediction by a great amount, but the drop this month brings it back closer again. So we still do not know if the next solar maximum is going to be big or small, John, and in fact, in the next year, we're going to find out, I think. It's not that much farther.
It's due 2025, if it's on target, correct, Bob?
Yes, and what will happen is there's two possibilities right now. We could end up, this has happened several times before, that at the solar maximum, the numbers stay high at the same level for years, over the maximum, 3 to 4 years. And we're at the point now where over the next 4 years through 26, if it just stays at the level it is right now, then the prediction will be almost exactly right. And that isn't impossible by any means. At the same time, it also can continue to track upward over the next 6 months and then be much higher than the prediction. And we just do not know yet what's going to happen. But that's where we stand right now. Just have to hang on and wait.
Planetary defense, the DART mission, the strike of a binary, one small piece of the binary. And the results, Bob, are they happy with them?
Well, I will have to tell you that I always thought it was utter bunkum to call this a planetary defense mission. They didn't really learn much about planetary defense and impacting another asteroid. They know how to do that, and they they didn't learn that much. The only thing they learned that was interesting in terms of impact was that the mass ejected from the from Dimorphos that was hit, the ejection of that mass actually had a greater effect on the asteroid's momentum than the impact itself. And that was, I think, a surprise. And that's important because that'll help calculate out future impacts. They'll know what to calculate for, except that they're going to have to know a lot about the asteroid in order to be able to really do that right. And this has been the problem. This so-called planetary defense mission didn't really teach us much because you've got to know a lot about every asteroid you're going to impact before that mission, that system will work. What they did publish was the results from the mission, the real research being done here, which is about asteroids. They found that Dimorphos' density is about half that of Earth. Illustrating it was a rubble pile. They found out how much the orbit was changed around Dimorphos, its partner, but they don't know what it changed in the solar orbit, which is what matters in planetary defense. The mass ejected was only a tiny amount, less than a percent of Dimorphos' mass, which suggests that the asteroid was not destroyed by the impact, and they turned it into an active asteroid with a tail like a comet, and that's interesting in terms of the morphologies of asteroids, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. ULA is for sale. That is a very big development, and we'll watch very closely the buyer. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.